Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I love living a healthy lifestyle, and I know, Andrea, you do too, but we can all use a little encouragement. So, Andrea, we have got an amazing guest today. I'm so excited.
I know, I'm very excited. Me too.
Yeah, she is awesome. She is the creator of Operation Beautiful and Healthy Tipping Point. Her name is Caitlin Boyle, and she rocks. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So glad to have you on. Caitlin, why don't you tell us a little bit about Operation Beautiful for folks who aren't familiar?
Well, back in 2009, I was having one of those days. I'm sure you know what I mean. And I found myself in a public bathroom just having a complete meltdown and staring at my reflection and thinking all these things about myself, about how much I hated myself and how I was stupid and I was never going to amount to anything, all these horribly negative thoughts. And I don't know what came over me, but I reached into my bag and I pulled out a piece of paper and I wrote, "You are beautiful," on it. Because I think I wanted to remind myself that, you know, I was a smart, beautiful, confident, capable woman. And I put that note on the mirror, and I remember looking at it and, you know, just wondering who was going to find it and how would they feel. So I took a photo of the note, and I went home, and I blogged about it. I called it Operation Beautiful, and I asked, you know, readers out there in internet land to participate. And much to my surprise, they actually did. And that was 4 years ago now, and I received about 15,000 notes. I've actually gotten a note from every continent. So the mission of Operation Beautiful is to post these positive messages in public places for strangers to find. And it's a really cool, fun, and uplifting way to boost your own confidence and maybe somebody else's as well.
Well, I love that you did. What I love most about it is how you called it Operation Beautiful, because that's inspiring others to take action with you. And it's not just you doing it, but it's kind of getting your team of people to work together to do it. And I think that in of itself is so beautiful, you know, and it's so amazing. So congratulations. It's such a successful concept. And I love that. So do you find that, you know, the people that you're reaching are of all ages, or are they specifically older, younger? Like, who do you find that is mostly who you're mostly speaking to?
Well, you know, women of all ages participate, and actually so do men. I get emails a lot from men and boys who find notes and they really like the concept. But one of the things that's been really interesting as the site has been in existence is that it's trended younger and younger over the years. And now I would say 50% of the people who email me are girls in middle school and high school who are trying to spread this positive message, you know, to their classmates, which I just think is wonderful, because I know that I would have really liked to have such a positive outlook when I was in school.
Oh, that would have helped me immensely. I was such a gawky, awkward teenager, and if I had seen a note like that, I had such little self-confidence. And it just seems like it's gotten worse and worse and harder for girls with these, you know, unrealistic images. So I just congratulate you so much, Caitlin, on what you're doing. I would love to jump into Healthy Tipping Point. So was Operation Beautiful, it sounds like that was like the jumping off point for you to kind of get into a healthier lifestyle?
Well, really, Operation Beautiful was born from my personal blog, which is healthytippingpoint.com. And I started Healthy Tipping Point back in 2008, so a year before I started Operation Beautiful. And really, I just wanted a space to blog about, you know, what true health means to me, which is a combination of emotional and physical health, and find that support, because I think as a lot of people know, when they're trying to be healthier, it's sometimes hard to find that support in your real life. But there is such a great network of women online who are so encouraging and, you know, really supportive of that healthy lifestyle, that truly healthy lifestyle. So I think that, you know, the online world is such a great way to help you meet those goals.
You know, and I see that your husband is also, you said he had graduated from the Florida College of Integrative Medicine. And he's a doctor mm-hmm. of Oriental Medicine. So that's amazing. So you both have, you're both interested in healthy living and you can work as a team to get out there. What, did his interest start before yours or did it kind of happen, you know, in a parallel way?
You know, it's funny. We always joke because we met when we were 19 years old. And we both have changed a lot over the last yeah. decade. And sometimes I feel like we're changing to slowly become the same person, like how people start looking like their dogs eventually. but it's been really great because, you know, I think we both kind of started at a place of maybe not so healthy behaviors. And over time, we've both become more interested in you know, finding what that healthy balance looks like. So it is really great to be married to somebody who's interested in holistic medicine because he's always teaching me things, and I love to share those things with my readers.
Well, that's amazing. And how is that translated into now that you have a one-year-old baby? How is your lifestyle and his lifestyle translated into how you're raising your baby?
Well, Henry gets baby acupuncture sometimes. We don't use That's needles, awesome. Of course, because you can't convince a one-year-old to sit still, but we do a lot of acupressure on him. So there's great. A spot that's kind of in between your eyebrows that if you rub that spot, it's, you know, it's called a happy point, and it releases feel-good hormones into your system. So sometimes when he needs a little bit of relaxing, we massage his forehead and do things like that. And there's a lot of acupressure and baby massage, Chinese massage, that you can do to help children with, you know, gastrointestinal issues when they're feeling constipated or things like that. So it's really incredible the you know, the more natural remedies for some of those things that you might otherwise reach for a medication, you know, an over-the-counter medication, but sometimes, you know, simply as rubbing your baby's stomach in a certain direction can relieve a lot of that discomfort. So it's really cool, and it's kind of our little guinea pig, I guess.
Well, it sounds really cool. You know, it's funny because my daughter likes to rub our dog right where you're talking about, right on, you know, at mm-hmm. the bridge of his
yeah,
nose.
And the forehead,
and it
yeah.
kind of relaxes him. And she would definitely benefit. I'm going to start like rubbing her nose up there. She'd be like, "What are you doing, Mom?"
You can tell her that she has a future in acupuncture.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, the great thing about kids is that they're so responsive. I mean, I know I have three children myself, and we're very much, you know, we use homeopathics and we use, you know, integrative medicine, and they respond much quicker than adults do because their bodies are so pure. So I think that your Henry is a very lucky little boy to have two parents who are so knowledgeable about living this lifestyle. So how does it come to what you eat? Do you eat organic at home or as much as possible? Where does all this fit into, you know, the food that you guys are eating on a daily basis?
Well, really, I personally, in my life, I'm just focused on trying to eat as much real food as possible. I think that mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm noticing more and more is that there's always something in the news about what we shouldn't be eating or we should be
yes,
eating, right?
Right?
There's always like a new thing, you know? And I think that, and I'm not saying that these things don't have valid concerns. Or, you know, or valid benefits, you know, but it gets really confusing and it's really exhausting to try to keep up with all this stuff. So I personally just focus on trying to eat as much real food as possible. So real fruits and vegetables and, you know, whole grains. I'm gluten-free because I'm sensitive to gluten, but I try to eat as much, you know, real food as possible. And I think that's a really simple concept. and it can be very empowering as well to help you make healthier choices.
Well, you know what? I totally agree with you, Caitlin, and I'm gluten-free myself and I'm dairy-free. And at the end of the day, it's so overwhelming and confusing for people. So I love your strategy. Eat real food because that's really, there aren't going to be any chemicals in that food. And, you know, that's really the best way to go. So Caitlin, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thanks for having me. And I look forward to coming back.
Oh, definitely.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.